Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. In the upcoming general election, Alaskans will vote on two ballot measures. One of these is called the North Slope Oil Production Tax Increase Initiative, also known as Ballot Measure 1. Today, we're hearing from Jane Engvik, a supporter for Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share, the group backing the ballot measure. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself and your affiliation with the group Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share?
Sure. I've been in Alaska about 50 years, and I have been involved in lots of issues associated with both urban and rural Alaska. I had the pleasure of working for the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Alaska Native Foundation for many years, helping with land selections and expansion of water and sewer projects in villages. I am currently involved in the Alaska Fair Share Act, which is ballot measure number one. And what that would do is it's an initiative that came with from the citizens of Alaska. In the Constitution, the way that laws get made is, number one, the Alaska State Legislature could make a law, or number two, the Alaska citizens can make a law. And that is called an initiative. We got 40,000 people in Alaska, including many in the YK Delta, who signed a proposition that this should be put on the ballot. And so in October, November, December, and January, we were getting signatures all over the state of Alaska from people saying that they would like this question put on the ballot so that the citizens of Alaska could vote on a law that the citizens have written. So it's a citizen initiative, and it's people rising up because the legislature refused to do it. One of the things that it does is it provides Alaska to get a fair share for the sale of our oil. Now, that sounds kind of weird. What do you mean, the sale of our oil? Well, when we became a state, the state of Alaska received the opportunity to select 100 million acres of land in Alaska so that the state would actually have some land and some resources from which they could generate enough money to run a government. Some of the land that was selected was up in the North Slope of Alaska called Trudeau Bay. In 1968, the largest oil fields in North America were discovered in Trudeau Bay. And guess what? It is on land that is owned by the state of Alaska. And the subsurface, the oil underneath, is also owned by the state of Alaska. So sometimes you might hear people saying, it's our oil. Well, that's why it's our oil. The citizens of Alaska own the land and own the oil under the land. So we have the right to be able to secure opportunities to be able to make some money off of that. The way we do that is we have oil companies who bid on the opportunity to explore for and develop oil and gas, and they pay us for the opportunity to lease our land, and they agree to pay us a share of the earnings from the sale of our oil. It's all set out by state law, and in 2014, this legislature changed the law, and it greatly reduced the taxes that Alaskans received from the sale of our oil in Alaska. So what we're doing now is the citizens are rising up to change that part of the law so that Alaska continue to get a fair share of our oil proceeds. And that money goes into the state treasury, and with that money we pay permanent fund dividends. With that money we pay for school teachers. With that money we pay for maintenance on airports. So it is the services that come to Alaska that is funded by oil that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So the name of the group you're representing, as you mentioned, Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share, implies that taxes on oil production are unfairly low. Can you talk more about what you mean by unfairly low?
Well, in 2014, the legislature, led by the governor and the oil industry, changed the tax structure of Alaska. And what happened after that is, before that, Alaska got about $12 billion a year in income from the sale of our oil. After the law changed, we dropped down to less than $200,000. So we lost our money. We lost our income. There's less revenue by almost $1 and $2 billion per year less income to the state of Alaska since 2014. And one of the other aspects of the law that was passed in 2014 is that we incentivized, we gave them what's called a tax credit. They can deduct an enormous amount of money from what they actually owe us. So for 3 years out of the last five, we actually paid more in tax credits than they paid Alaska in taxes. We are making a mistake here, and what we have is the opportunity to correct it by changing the state law.
Mm-hmm. How much additional revenue would the state of Alaska bring in under if ballot measure 1 passed and oil production tax increased?
Well, in normal times, for the last 5 years, it would be about $1 billion. If you go back, what would it have been for the last 5 years? It would be about $1 billion a year coming into the state that would otherwise go out of the state. In fact, it goes to Texas. Our money goes to the oil companies that are based in Texas. That's Exxon, ConocoPhillips, and BP all have headquarters in Texas. Those are the people that are doing the ads on TV. They say paid for by Exxon, ConocoPhillips, and BP. They're taking $1 billion from Alaska and sending it to the hometown team in Texas as opposed to having that money available in Alaska. So it's about $1 billion a year, and that is enough to fund permanent fund dividends. That is enough to pay for a university system. That is enough to pay for the K-12 education, which has been cut for the last couple of years because the state budget has been smaller.
Mm-hmm. So opponents of ballot measure 1 say that this ballot measure would increase taxes to the point where producing oil would no longer be profitable, especially now when oil prices are so low at around $40 a barrel. What do you say to that?
That's not true. Prudhoe Bay is the largest oil field in North America. It chugs along day in, day out for 40 years producing oil. So this is only going to affect three oil fields. One is Prudhoe Bay, one is called Kuparuk, and one is called Alpine. Those three oil fields on the North Slope produce 80% of the oil in Alaska. When they got their tax cuts in 2014, the taxes were reduced by 600%. Where we are now is we're going to go back to being able to get at least our fair share. Prudhoe Bay is profitable at $40 a barrel. Prudhoe Bay is profitable at $20 a barrel. Prudhoe Bay was very profitable at $100 a barrel. The price of oil goes up and the price of oil goes down. But what we have is three fields that produce 80% of the oil, and they are profitable. Those are the only three fields we're talking about in this law, and they are going to be able to continue to make enormous amounts of money, profits, in fact, off of the development of that oil.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that all oil fields outside those three largest and most profitable oil fields would be unaffected by ballot measure 1.
Correct. So all the new explorers, they said, you know, we want new exploration and new development. We don't touch them. Those new explorers, they do spend money to be able to explore for oil and gas, and we don't want to tax them until they're making money, which is what the situation is in those. So we're not touching the new baby ones that are exploring for new development. What we're doing is taking what they call the legacy fields, the old workhorses that produce day in and day out for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned how Alaska's Fair Share initiative, that it kind of goes against that law that was passed in, you mentioned, 2014, which is called Senate Bill 21. Is this basically a citizen's repeal of Senate Bill 21, or is it more complicated than that?
It is not the repeal of Senate Bill 21. It is an amendment to Senate Bill 21. It changes three provisions. Number one, it changes the tax structure, which currently is from 0% to 4%. It changes it from 0% to 10%. So it increases the taxes. But it also provides for the opportunity for the companies to not deduct expenses from other fields. So right now, there's a lot of exploration in ANWR or in the National Petroleum Reserve. Those are potentially good places to go, but they are on federally owned land. And the way it is under the old law, they can deduct their expenses from exploration and development on federal lands from their tax obligation to the state of Alaska. Well, that really is not fair because we're not getting any money from the federal government. So what we're doing is saying we're going to draw a ring around it and say it's called a ring fence, which means you can only deduct the expenses that you actually incur at Prudhoe Bay, Alpine, and Kuparuk from your tax obligation to the state of Alaska. The other thing that it does is it makes it transparent. So today, under the old law, we don't actually know how much profit the industry is making off of those projects. And what we make them do is actually share their tax filings with the public. So we know what the real costs are, and we know what the real profits are associated with the development of our oil on our lands.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk about that transparency issue one more time. What is the what would you say is the biggest problem with the lack of transparency as it exists now?
Well, Alaska has the obligation to manage our oil and gas resources for the maximum benefit of the people. That's in the Constitution. Alaska has the obligation to manage our resources for the maximum benefit of the people. The laws that we write has to assume that we know something about what we're getting for the sale of our oil. But right now, we don't know. The legislature doesn't know. We are not told what is the profit that is made off of our oil. And what we want to do is say, we're not dealing with a very full deck here in terms of our obligation to manage our resources, lacking that information. So what we need is the information that says, you're our partner in this. How much does it cost? How much do you make on the development of our oil? And then we'll know what is the fair amount for us to be able to receive. So right now, we're shooting blind.
Mm-hmm. Is there any reason for the timing on this initiative? Is there a reason why the oil taxes should increase now?
Well, the biggest reason for now is the state of Alaska is having great fiscal crises. We are looking at a $2 billion deficit in the coming year with no source of income to be able to pay for it. So if you're depending on a permanent fund dividend to buy fuel oil this winter, it's going to be really important that the state has some income to be able to pay the dividend. So right this second, the state of Alaska is looking at a $2 billion shortfall. And if this ballot initiative passes in November, it is the only source of income that is available to Alaska in 2021 while we're currently broke. So what's really important is this is the only revenue stream that is available to Alaska in the coming year when the state of Alaska has said we're going to have a $2 billion deficit. What do they do when there's a $2 billion deficit? They slash the budget. What do they take away? Last time, they took away the university. They took away senior citizen programs. They took away the ferry. They took away education, and they took away Medicaid health care for people of low income. What are they going to take away next year? We don't know. But we know they cannot pay a dividend if they don't have some income.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience today, Jane?
What I really like them to know is that this is our law. This is the law of the citizens of Alaska. The legislature has refused to even hold a hearing on this law or any other element of that since 2014. They are very heavily influenced by oil company lobbyists. And what this is the citizens rising up to say, we are not getting our fair share, and we need to be able to insist that our fair share is a vote, and we can vote with we can stand up and use our vote as the power that we can to be able to provide opportunity for the citizens of Alaska. It's an initiative. It's ballot measure number one. Please vote yes if you're looking for a permanent fund dividend, if you're looking for maintenance of your rural airports, if you're looking for some way to be able to make sure that your kids are going to have an education. This is the methodology for being able to get those things for Alaska.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us on Coffee at KYUK, Jane.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Jane Engvik for Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share, the group supporting Ballot Measure 1, the North Slope Oil Production Tax Increase Initiative. I'm your host, Greg Kemp.